Things about life just seem destined to be changed. Just right when we're used to them being around. Doesn't matter if you set schedules or keep everything arranged, 'cause life throws you a curveball that will knock you to the ground. Sometimes it's people you know and have come to love. They can move out of your life before you even know. Sometimes it's a meaningful place that fondly goes, which could be replaced by an everyday drive-through window. Don't be caught off guard as things change around you though, for in this world for now, that's just how things go. It's just how things go.
But don't get discouraged when things don't end up just right. When things get turned upside down, just remember these advice. The winds of change will always blow day by day. What will you do when you're heading your way?
Well, I guess I'll tell you what some people may do, and then what I'll do when confronted by changes. With the passive folk, won't a thing be done? They'll let the winds blow just as they may. You can't tame nature, says one, another may say. It'll happen anyway. Well, perhaps preparation helps only so much. For the passive, this advice just seems due. Follow after Jesus, no doubting or some such. You'll expect him, trust him, and God shall enrich you.
I'll be walking round through life on the inside of above, saved by God's grace, and now I'm happily singing his praises. Living life, I've got my feet for getting out of trouble, 'cause I'm playing his hands, and thus I'm in for changes.
The bold people will stand to face whatever may come, placing their trust in no other, yet, last I checked, no one knew at all just how someone could become so sure of themselves. Admittedly keeps me perplexed. On one hand, as does the good book decree, trust God in all things, not in your own understanding. Meanwhile, we're programmed to think and live freely, all the while they've been telling us how we're to be living.
I'm just walking around through life on the inside of a boat, saved by God's grace, and now I'm happily singing his praises. Living life, I've got no fear for getting out of trouble, 'cause I'm playing his hands, and thus I'm in for changes.
Those who cannot seem to cope with change really do have faith, though they may think it's broken. The problem, I'm afraid, which I'll admit may sound strange, these folks can't trust anyone, even themselves, how bleak a notion. Issue avoidance might indeed postpone one's sorrows or pain, but why would one dig to bury their head underground? Believe in and obey God, and I know you shall gain freedom from sorrow, a trusting faith you'll have found.
I'm just walking around through life on the inside of a boat, saved by God's grace, and now I'm happily seeing his grace. be lying. I've got no fear for any kind of trouble, cause I'm clean as hands and thus I'm meant for changes. I'd be singing his praises. I'm clean in his hands. Living life, I've got no fear for any kind of trouble.